Hello and welcome to this CNBC TV 18 update. I'm Ekta Batra, here to give you an update on all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade this morning. Well, just to quickly recap yesterday's trading session, the market momentum continued. We had the Bank Nifty, which made a fresh intraday record high. The Nifty is just about only 450 points plus away from its record high of 11,760, and the mid-cap index outperformance has continued. The mid-cap index is up over 7% month-to-date versus the Nifty, which is up over 4.5%. Strong FII flows have really been one of the key reasons for the support of the market. FIIs have net bought since Feb 20th in the cash market, while the FIIs have net bought over 24,600 crores in the cash market at current reckoning. This is reflected in the rupee as well, which appreciated to levels of around 69.7 versus Monday's close of 69.88. The market is supported by the election outcome hopes plus India catching up with the globe. So, for example, we have year-to-date the MSCI India Index, which has underperformed Asia ex Japan. India is up over 4% versus MSCI Asia ex Japan, which is up around 10%. But look at this on a month-to-date basis, and you can see the catch-up that is seen in India. MSCI India on a month-to-date basis is up 6.8% versus MSCI Asia ex Japan, which is up around 0.2%. In terms of queues today, the flows continue to be strong. So the FIIs have net bought around 2,477 crores in the cash market. And in terms of global cues, everything seems to be rather subdued. So we had the US markets, which closed mixed. Boeing was the top loser. And we have the UK Parliament, which has rejected Theresa May's EU deal again. So we have Asia, which is largely in the red today. And Brent crude, which has inched up to levels of around $66-$67 per barrel. This is the reason why the SGX is probably indicating that it is going to be a bit of a sluggish start. But let's see whether there is any sort of buy on dips which takes place in today's trade. In terms of the macro data, we had the CPI data for Feb, which came in at 2.5% versus our poll of around 2.37%. So a bit of a hardening which has taken place in the CPI data. And IIP continued to be sluggish at 1.7% versus our poll of 1.8%. Economists continue to expect an April rate cut. You could probably see the 10-year hardening as it closed at around 7.36% levels yesterday on account of the higher CPI data for the month of Feb. In terms of levels to watch out for, the Nifty is now above all of its day moving averages. The next level probably to watch out for would be the all-time high for the Nifty at 11,760 and for the Sensex at 38,989. In terms of stocks to watch out for, Kotak is in focus on account of the Kotak Mahindra Bank versus RBI in the Bombay High Court. Kotak Mahindra Bank Council says it is not easy for the promoter to sell stake in the bank. The case is adjourned till the 1st of April. SpiceJet in focus as the DCGA has decided to ground the MAX 8 aircrafts. Other companies such as IndiGo or Interglobe Aviation could possibly see some amount of benefit on account of this as well. Jet in focus as additional aircrafts have been grounded due to non-payment of amounts. We have HDFC Life, which has updated with regards to its OFS. They are planning to exercise the oversubscription option in the offer to the extent of 1.6% of total equity. This is in addition to 3.47%. So the total OFS sales share will be 4.93% of total equity. Lakshmi Vilas Bank is planning to meet on capital raising in the bank on March to consider issue price for equity shares to be allotted to QIP buyers. And lastly, Mint is reporting that L&T is preparing a hostile takeover of Mindtree.